Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about the law of small business numbers. So, you know, folks, one time there was a rabbit that hopped over the hill and through the woods, and he was barely staying ahead of a fox that was keen on having the rabbit join him for dinner. Running for his life, the hare made haste across a small stream and hopped over a turtle, tucking his head neatly inside his shell so as not to become collateral damage in the rabbit's emergency. The turtle inquired about his anxious neighbor's prospects. "Hey, Mr. Rabbit, you gonna make it?" To which his hurrying, furry friend replied over his shoulder, "I gotta make it." So if you ask small business owners which cast member of this little vignette they're most likely to identify with, they will invariably relate to the cottontail. And that response would have been the same even during the halcyon days of pre-2020, before the pandemic. Before small business owners complied with unconstitutional shutdown orders, knowing that such a concession would put them on a path to ruin. Prior to governors and mayors ordering customers to stay away from small businesses indefinitely. Previous to the pandemic, when every challenge could be a game changer with no better than 50-50 odds of not being eaten. Yeah, these things, small business owners felt like a rabbit even before the last year. But there's a reason why this success-failure ratio of small businesses has historically been so tenuous and dramatic, so much more so than for big businesses. And that reason, increasingly in evidence as we transition from mid-pandemic survival to post-pandemic expansion, is found in the law of small business numbers. And that law states, whatever you need, there usually isn't enough. Can you identify with that, small business owners? I want to look at three elements of this law that demonstrate why the numbers are against a small business maintaining a safe distance between fulfilling their dream and, well, you know. First is customers. On Main Street, the Pareto Principle. You know the Pareto Principle, the 80-20 rule, 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers. The Pareto Principle is alive and well and even more dangerous out here on Main Street. Big businesses have thousands, maybe millions of customers. So losing even one big one doesn't put them in peril. But relatively speaking, a small business's customer base is a short list, inside of which is an even shorter one, likely no more than three customers, but more likely just one. That represents a dangerously high percentage of total revenue and profit in a very small group of customers. Alas, it's the rule rather than the exception that the loss of a certain customer, sometimes even an individual sale, can take enough of a mathematical bite out of the backside of any small business to put it in danger of being taken down from behind. As you retool and redeploy post-pandemic, and as you take care of your customers doing all of that, beware the perils of Pareto. Make sure you don't grow your business going forward with too many of your eggs in too few baskets. The next element is employees. When an employee leaves a big business, there are probably three replacements on the bench. But a small business is lucky to have a single replacement on a tiny stool because there are always more jobs to do than people to do them out here on Main Street, right? Everybody knows that. Consequently, every small business employee is a key employee, which puts extra emphasis on hiring as a strategy rather than a box to check. As you staff for post-pandemic opportunities and evolving customer expectations, understand that the law of small business numbers has been magnified by a shortage of qualified employee candidates, which is now a systemic crisis. We've talked about this a lot on the show. You're already having trouble finding people, right? The high percentage play to increase your odds of survival and success is to practice patience, deliberation, and as much hiring sophistication as you can. Hire for quality with emphasis on intelligence, capability, and attitude, and less focus on experience. Going forward, the bench that you need to replace retiring people or when they leave you, your bench will expand if you find your highly qualified people who are products of your organic training program. You're going to need to train your own people going forward more than ever before. Next is capital. Big businesses are blessed with multiple capital options, including equity and debt markets. A small business is regarded less by capital markets than a gnat is to a hungry fox. Other than bank loans and retained earnings after taxes, the rest of a small business's capital options are the twin brothers of desperation, slim and none. Yes, sometimes outside investor capital is an option, but those funds come at a premium. With parameters and covenants, most founders find too expensive and too onerous. Combined with the capital twins' perilous percentages and limited options against them, small business owners who survive the capitalization race ahead of marketplace perils are the ones who dig deep to find a visceral, I gotta make it, resolve. But resolve isn't enough, my friends. To overcome the law of small business numbers and open the gap between you and desperation, a survival alloy must be forged from the grit of resolve, all available resources, and operating fundamentals. And those operating fundamentals include customers. Remember that? We talked about that a second ago. Know what each customer expects from you, especially their post-pandemic expectations. Never forget that your customers' expectations from today forward are going to look different than they did a year ago. And when you discover what those are, over-deliver that. Your special sauce, in the way you over-deliver, your special sauce can defeat the big numbers, that momentum that big businesses have. Employees, hire only those who could take over for you when you take a vacation. How about that? That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? And eventually, they could even buy you out. Those people who do that may be the ones you train, like we talked about. Capital, build and maintain good relationships with at least two banks. Don't have just one bank available. One of those banks must be a community bank. That's non-negotiable. And then retain earnings like your business's life depends upon it, because it does. During the Second Punic War, way back in 2018 BC, Hannibal crossed the Alps with 35,000 men and a squadron of elephants. When snow closed the passes, scouts reported the way forward was impossible. Sensing disaster in the eyes of his men and realizing that this was a test of his leadership, the great Carthaginian general is said to have uttered these words, "We must either find a way or make a way." Out here on Main Street, my friends, that sounds like, I gotta make it. Rabbits, generals, and small business owners defy the numbers with grit and fundamentals. Remember, folks, the law of small business numbers is not in your favor. You have to work every day to deal with it, to manage that. We'll take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Well, you don't know what we define.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.